We've just heard a loud explosion in the center of Tripoli, and the anti-aircraft guns have opened up in the sky. It's a spectacular show. There are tracer fires, blazing red tracer fires lighting up the sky, shooting skywards. It's not as loud as it's been on previous nights. Maybe they got used to the idea that they're actually not going to hit any of these planes. But this is really the first action we've seen today. It's been very, very quiet in Tripoli. Most of the shops are closed. People aren't going to work. People are very uncertain about what's going to happen next. There's a lot of rage and anger on the streets from supporters of Colonel Gaddafi. But I'm not sure that that's really felt by the vast majority of people. A few people we've managed to talk to have told us that they're really very happy with the no-fly zone and that they're biding their time and waiting and hoping that the rebels can win in the east and that they can rise up again and topple Gaddafi in Tripoli. This is Liz Sly for The Washington Post in Tripoli.